Let us give to God now our tithes and our offerings. Please be seated.
Footsteps walking with me, Footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. I walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. I'll never walk in life alone. There'll always be someone there. I know he won't let me down. He's with me everywhere. The special things in life I've done have been through him and his love. I've been blessed in so many ways, thanks to the Lord above. Footsteps walking with me, footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. Think that my life's been planned by the one who's guiding me. When I'm led by the hand of someone I can't see, I'm not always sure where to go, but that's when I follow his lead. I know that the pathway that he shows will help me to succeed. Footsteps walking with me, footsteps I cannot see, but every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. Through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful. Thank you. Well, we turn now for God's holy... time of prayer. I have some prayer requests here I'd like to lift up. Prayers are needed for our cousin Linda, who is visiting here today. She's starting a difficult course of chemotherapy very soon from Chris Williams and Marie Smith. Where are you seated? Where? On the right. There you are. Oh, sorry. We will keep you on our prayers. I know that's a tremendous challenge, but pray for God's healing for you through all of that. So very difficult. We'll continue to do that. And this is from John and Becky Bros. We're asking for prayers for our grandson, William. He is 23 and happens to be autistic. He had been doing very well, working at a job and living at home. It seems like his world fell apart this week for many reasons, and he became uncontrollable. A couple of days in the hospital and in a world of confusion. We are asking for prayers for his parents and for William, for the strength and direction they need, and for peace to enter their lives again as they help him to get back on track. So we certainly will keep him in our prayers, Becky. I meant to see Don Snow last night. He is not very responsive right now. They're concerned about his, they have some septic stuff going on and a bunch of other stuff. He's been in intensive care the whole week, and continue to lift him and Patty up in your prayers and for the family, Donna and the others that are there. Also, for Becky Weddle, I saw her earlier in the week as well, and she's at home. So, she was surrounded by people when I was there. They kind of had to elbow your way in because she's a beloved person. She's just wonderful, and she's going through a very, very difficult time right now. So please keep her in your prayers as well. They were considering Habitat at the time, and I'm not sure if they have went ahead for that. One of the things about Habitat... Hospice. Habitat. I guess I hang out there way too much, I guess. I don't know. But hospice, of course. One of the things that we need to understand about hospice, and she and I talked about this, is that I wish we could get rid of the phrase, they called in hospice. Because what does that mean to you? Yeah, end of life. That's right. That is not what they do. They do that, but they also do so much more because they're given permission to handle drugs and things like that that can really help a person and extend their life, keep them comfortable, so many other things that are very, very beneficial that it is not always just the end of life issues. So people tend to be a little bit more hesitant to engage them, thinking that it's the end. No, it's not by any means. So please keep Becky in your prayers, her whole family as well. Are there others that we should be lifting up today? Let's turn our thoughts to God. Oh God, you are like a potter, and you framed the universe and formed us with your loving hands. You continue to mold and to fashion our lives that we might be vessels that are beautiful and graceful. You craft our talents and implant them within us. You restore us when we are broken. You remold us when we have gone astray. And so, loving God, once again, we yield to your touch. For you are the potter and we are the clay. Into your hands we place our lives with all the tensions, difficulties, and fragmentations, the busyness as well as all the joys of health, family, friends, and the opportunity for new beginnings. Into your hands we place our church as we seek to care for those who are hurting and as we seek to grow in our faith. Help us to know that we need not depend on good deeds or possessions to be worth anything. For each of us is accepted and loved just as we are. Into your hands we place our friends and families. Be with those who are hurting, the sorrowing, struggling children, frustrated parents, fragile marriages. Teach us the sacrament of care in all the daily acts of love. And into your hands we place our world, especially where there is brokenness and fighting. We pray for those yearning for justice, freedom, the dignity of life. Show us the path of peace and the ways of sharing a brighter vision. And so this morning, we acknowledge that you are the potter and we are the clay. Mold us and make us after your will while we are waiting, yielded, and still. Have your own way, Lord. Have your own way. And hear us as we join our voices together in the great prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please, let's stand together and join our voices.
Rejoice, ye pure in heart. Rejoice, give thanks and sing. Your festal banner wave on high, the cross of Christ your King. Rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing. With all the angels, with all the saints on earth, pour out the strains of joy and bliss through rapture, noblest mercy. always give thanks and sing. Still lift your standards high, still marching away. As warriors in the darkness, rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing. Praise God who reigns on high.
Be seated. Please stand. Sometimes, Tim, I don't know how we don't all start singing with you. I mean, when I was over in the corner tapping my toes, thinking, man, we all get to heaven. So, before you leave, take some time to greet those who've been worshiping with you and welcome them in the name of Jesus Christ. Here's the good news. Today is Fellowship Day, and so it is, it doesn't sound alliterative, but it is Taco Sunday. So, yeah, we're going to do tacos over there today. And it's one of our favorite things at Vacation Bible School. A knife fight broke out over the last bit of it. So we are pretty serious about our tacos. So all of you are welcome to come over and enjoy a meal and to celebrate a little bit more in fellowship. So please feel free to do that. And it's kind of expected. So we will see you there. All right? Now, as I said, take a moment to greet those who've been worshiping with you. Welcome them in the name of Jesus Christ and receive the benediction of the Lord Jesus Christ as he goes before you, follows after you, and leads you along the way until at last we are all safely in his home. Amen.